Welcome back to That 590 Show. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio behind the microphones. John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. Right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line is the lead baseball writer for USAtoday.com. You can follow him on Twitter at B Nightingale. Bob Nightingale, how are you, sir?
Yeah, doing great. Yourself?
Good. I was reading your piece today on USAtoday.com about the incident that went down last night in Boston between the Orioles and the Red Sox. Kind of a tale of two games where you have Adam Jones walk up to the plate and get a standing ovation the day after he came out and said that fans in the center field threw a bag of peanuts at him and then taunted him with racial slurs. Gets a standing ovation last night, and then two batters later, Manny Machado gets thrown at by Chris Sale for a hard slide that I forgot when it happened, when he kind of took out Dustin Pedroia. So kind of like a tale of two games last night.
Yeah, it really was. It was just a, Chris Sale saying, hey, let's give this guy his due and respect. To Adam Jones, a classy act, stepping away so he can get the ovation. And then okay, let's play ball. Hey, they hit us last night. We're going to hit them, and boom, it threw behind the back of, a Machado, and there you go. The Machado, went off last night, and, just an absolute tirade. And then now that commissioner's office had to step in this morning and said, hey, enough, guys, enough. We're going to start suspending people if this doesn't stop right now.
And, Bob, I'll be honest, that's one thing I've never really understood about the game of baseball is this unwritten rule that if you maybe pimp the home run too much, if you flip the bat, if you take too long around the bases, my way of solving that problem is to throw this baseball at you as hard as I can, not you, but maybe the batter after you. It doesn't seem like that's the way that adults solve problems, and especially in the American League, because if you're the pitcher, you don't have to worry about going up to the plate and getting hit by the opposing pitcher. That's someone else on your team. I don't understand this unwritten rule. If you don't want someone to stylize a home run, don't give them up.
Yeah, but it's just been that way forever. I hear you. And the unwritten rules, and it's almost like you hit our guy, we hit your guy, and you throw at our head, we hit you twice. So it's just a million different things like that. I agree with you. You give up a home run, it's your fault. And, a lot of people say in the National League it's a lot easier because that pitcher's not going to get hit. I remember when Pedro Martinez went to the Boston Red Sox for the Montreal Expos, people were very infuriated because he was still coming high and kind of a headhunter. And there's no way to retaliate against Pedro.
Is there any concern on the behalf of Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball that, look, we can, and USA Today is the publication that did the study on this. Hey, we're seeing that the people who are doing the hitting and the people who are getting hit, they're kind of like a different ethnicity. Is there any concern about any kind of racial divide in baseball when it comes to this issue?
Yeah, I haven't heard about it too much lately, but it it seems like it's a very popular code of ethics in Latin American countries. Hey, you do this, this way we're taught, but maybe you're not taught that way that much anymore in this country. So I think there are different ways to approach it. But even when Dustin Pedroia was mad as his own guy, Matt Barnes, when Barnes threw up at the head of a Machado. It's a delicate issue right now between the two teams, and I think it was going to keep going on until Manfred stepped in today.
Speaking of that whole deal with Sale throwing at the head in conjunction with what happened with Adam Jones, the optics were a little crazy in that there's a standing ovation for Adam Jones, and then almost minutes later, everything's completely devolved. Chris Sale's thrown behind Machado. Warnings are being issued. It just seemed like an odd kind of dichotomy between the two events in such quick timing to go from the Adam Jones standing ovation to everything just falling apart with Sale and Machado.
Yeah, it was almost Sale's thing, saying, I'm going to be the gentleman right here. I'm going to step aside. Okay, I'm going to strike this guy out. Then okay, back to baseball. I'm gonna
yeah,
this
I mean, I said I just don't understand it, Bob, and especially when it comes to celebrating. You know, hey, I didn't like the way that you tossed the bat after you hit this 500-foot home run that I allowed you to hit. But then, you know, later on in that game, especially if you're the home team and you win that game on a walk-off, then it's okay for the entire team to jump up and down on home plate like they just won the World Series and all these fireworks to go off in the outfield. So do we have a problem with celebrating or not?
I think we do to a degree, although I think it's starting to, slow down a little bit. I mean, during the WBC, for instance.
Thank you. I was getting ready to bring that up, too.
I mean, I covered the whole thing. It was wild celebrations. It was a blast. Those games in Miami were as good as World Series games in St. Louis. I mean, just with the atmosphere. I'm not talking about that they meant as much, but just the atmosphere and everything else. And, every time a run was scored, people were going crazy. I remember talking about Jose Reyes and those guys about it, Molina. And they say, you can't do it during the regular season. One, you get killed because the opposing team would get upset. But two, you probably just run out of energy because you're spending so much energy going crazy.
That's a good point.
It was like, World Cup games.
But, I mean, do you see, like, has Rob Manfred said anything about, hey, you know what? I like the way I saw the energy in the WBC, and I understand what you're just saying about how you can't do that the entire regular season. You're going to wear yourself out, but maybe you could incorporate some of that in and maybe bring a younger generation into the game of baseball.
No, definitely. If I'm the prospective owner of the Miami Marlins, and I take a look at what happened at WBC, and I get myself a couple young Latin stars, and encourage fans to come and bring instruments and whatever you want, because it was just a great scene and a blast to be around. That's what baseball needs, particularly down in Miami, where you have so many fans from Latin American countries. I guarantee the attendance would double down there.
I also think you need to incorporate. I think incorporating celebrations helps with. Helps with other parts of the fan base that are underserved. I'm sorry, but there's a reason the NBA and the NFL are two of the top sports in the world. And the reason why everyone watches them is because they're fun to watch, and it's because there's personality behind the players. And I think that's where you're losing not just the younger generation, but specifically you're losing younger black guys who just don't want to watch a sport that doesn't have that intensity and that sense of easiness and fun.
Absolutely, and here's another thing, too. You saw what happened with Adam. It was a great gesture on the behalf of the city of Boston last night to give Adam Jones that standing ovation. But, I mean, why was he given that standing ovation? Because of what happened before. You really don't hear about that happening in basketball. You don't really hear about that happening in the NFL. In the NHL, yeah, you do. But, I mean, there isn't this concern about bringing in African-American players into the NHL, but there is about baseball. Bob, do you think that maybe could be an issue, too, that the reason why a lot of young kids who are black don't want to play baseball because they don't want to deal with that kind of thing that Adam Jones did on Monday night in Boston?
Well, I think, too, just you don't see players or African-American players in baseball. There's only 62 players. It's the lowest percentage since 1959. And so you almost dream like, oh, it's a white man's sport. I'm not playing this. Let me go somewhere else. Even the crowds. I would say, and I travel around, probably more than anybody in the country among baseball writers, and there's probably more, black families that go to games in St. Louis than any city I go to. I used to spend a week in Boston, and I can count on one hand the amount of black families I saw there. It was just white only.
Bob Nightingale joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. You can follow him on Twitter at @BNightingale. Bob, right now, what is the best story in Major League Baseball? Is it Aaron Judge with the New York Yankees, or is it Eric Thames with the Milwaukee Brewers?
It's probably Judge right now, but as of the first month of the season, I would go Thames. He's kind of cooled off. He's still hitting almost .350, but he's hitting singles now and not those home runs, and people are pitching a little differently. Probably overall Thames, but the top hot topic or flavor of the week, at least, is Judge being a young rookie, 6'7", good looking guy, and could be a star for a number of years.
And you already have his manager comparing him to Derek Jeter too.
Yeah, a wonderful person too. Hopefully he doesn't change. But I think the best story though so far has still got to be Thames spending 3 years in Korea. and coming back and doing this. I mean, I'm sure you got about 25 major league teams kicking themselves, saying, "My God, we should grab this guy."
Yeah, and talking about, you know, different cultures and how they handle baseball. I saw this video of Eric Thames when he was playing in Korea. He was playing in an All-Star game, and he got hit by a pitch, and he jokingly charged the mound, and just kind of like the laughter of him and the laughter of the pitcher, and it was just kind of like, yeah, you know what? Baseball can be fun if you have fun playing it.
Yeah, and that's what made the WBC so fun. I mean, I've seen a ton of games that Yadier Molina has caught with the St. Louis Cardinals, but not even close have I ever seen him show that kind of emotion as he did in the WBC. And that was fun. You see him jumping up and down, pumping his fist. Those guys had cheers after the games. You know, you're not going to have that during the regular season, obviously. But it was fun just to see that emotion. You know, hopefully we started encouraging that kind of emotion and animation in baseball.
Speaking of the Brewers really quickly, the Cardinals obviously not playing tonight because of a postponed game, but tomorrow they'll play the Brewers in a little bit later. They're 14-14. They've come back down to .500. But with Eric Thames and some of the other players, some of the other young guys they have getting more experience under their belt, are we going to see a real solid season here from the Brewers, or are we talking about a team that could push for .500 and maybe might keep the Cardinals sweating a little bit come June and July?
If they finish .500, it'd be a unbelievable season for them because they're not that good, but they're rebuilding. But I think what they're showing so far is, like, you know what? They're on the fast track here. I mean, obviously it worked in Chicago, it worked in Kansas City, Houston Astros. You got to go all the way down to move forward. And I think if they can move Ryan Braun and get some nice prospects for him, then they'd really be on their way. But they made some nice trades so far. They're a lot further ahead than the Cincinnati Reds are. So I think maybe in a couple of years you might be talking about a competitive team. You know, I can't see it this year or next year. But, you know, they're coming, and they got to feel very happy the fact they're competitive right now.
Well, on that point, if he keeps crushing it like this, could we see the Brewers go ahead and punt on it and take some kind of value for Eric Thames before the trade deadline this year?
You know, I asked David Stearns about that a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't completely dismiss the notion, but he says, hey, we got him to be part of this. We got him for 3 years, good price. So, you know, obviously they'll listen to offers, but he made it sound like they'd have to get completely blown away to move him, that they want him to be part of this whole process.
Bob, we appreciate your time this evening, sir. Thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, my pleasure. Thanks
Bob. That is Bob Nightingale from USAtoday.com. You can follow him on Twitter at BNightingale. Let's head back to that 590 Show Sports Update Desk and Matt Rocchio.
And speaking of that Cardinals game again, it has been postponed. Tomorrow's game against the Brewers has been pushed back from its afternoon start to a 6:15 start. Adam Wainwright will get the call to the mound there for the Cardinals in that game. The Blues will look to stave off elimination on Friday night as the series returns to Scottrade. Puck drop is set for 7 p.m. in that Game 5. Blues down 3-1 in that series. The Atlanta Hawks have parted ways with GM Wes Wilcox after 2 years and a trip to last year's Eastern Conference Finals. Another NBA news, former Trailblazers star Brandon Roy was shot in the leg over the weekend. One of 4 bystanders suffered non-life-threatening wounds, and he's back in Washington State already recovering. The Raptors and the Cavaliers in action now. 2.5 minutes left to go in this first half. The Cavaliers lead by 10, 56-46. The Rockets and the Spurs will get in action a little bit later. And currently in the NHL, the Capitals and the Penguins are underway. Penguins leading that series 2-1, and they've pushed out here to an early lead with 11:22 left to play in the first period. 1-0, the Penguins lead that game. The Ducks and the Oilers get underway a little bit later at about 9 p.m. I'm Matt Rocchio with your 590 Sports Report.
Thank you very much, Matt Rocchio. Let's take a commercial break, and then on the other side, we're going to be joined by Shane Young from bballbreakdown.com. Talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs. You're listening to That 590 Show right here, the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.